You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes.
Hey, this is Rita Zamora, and you're watching the Best Practices Show.
Hey guys, you're watching the Best Practices Show. We take a look at the best business practices from the best dental practices all over. And if you're looking to grow in your practice, one of the things that you have to do is call social media. And today we're going to be talking about Instagram, which I don't know anything about, but I've got one of the world's experts on here, Rita Zamora, and you do not want to miss this. This is the author of the book, Get Found, Get Liked, Get More New Patients, Making the Most of Social Media. And as a dentist, this is just one of the valuable pieces of the formula you have to have. So do me a favor, grab a pen and hit the share button. You're going to love this. Now, a couple show notes. We're shooting this live like we always do on Facebook. So if you have questions, just add them to the feed while I have Rita on. You're going to see Rita is so nice and so she's just awesome. So, and because we want you to get the most out of this when you're watching this. Also, if you're watching this later on, and it's after the live feed, continue to add questions to the feed because we want you to learn about this, all this, and you'll see Rita's very good at social media. She'll be able to give you the answers you need and respond. And you can also share this stuff with your team. Keep sending us suggestions for shows. Up over 39,000 followers on Facebook and over 150,000 of you on iTunes. And as I always say, I don't have anything to say other than thank you. So we're just having fun doing this. And Rita, we've had you on before. I always enjoy you. I watch you. You're just classy. You're just sharp. You're like the nicest person ever in the history of dentistry. And I always love for you to tell your story a little bit because you are one of those people that we all look to when we're looking for insight on marketing and social media and the image and the story behind your practice. But tell us a little bit about who Rita Zamora is, and then we're going to talk about the topic.
Okay, great. Thank you. And thanks again for inviting me back. I really appreciate it. It's interesting. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh God, we have to talk about ourselves. You know, haven't people heard this? Don't they know who we are? We have our bio on our websites. But it's interesting because I just heard from someone who bought my book recently, and she was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you had a bachelor's degree in business and marketing. I didn't know you used to work in the dental practice. I didn't know you used to do this. So I guess it is really helpful, right, for people to kind of get your backstory.
Absolutely.
So I did work for many years for a solo periodontist in Denver, Colorado. And over the course of many years, I sat in many different seats in that practice. I worked in the administrative team for a while, so I know what it's like to be, you know, in the front row of a practice. The most favorite position I had in the practice was as a treatment coordinator, so it was just reviewing what the doctor's recommendations were. We were doing big perio and dental implant cases back in the day when I was working in the practice, so these were like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 cases. and I would review treatment recommendations, the financial options, and then follow up with the patient and just really grow their trust. And I loved that job. It was awesome. Then I started doing referral marketing for this specialist. And over the course of the years that I worked with him, we grew from one periodontist to five. It became the largest perio and implant practice in Colorado. And we started with like three team members. And when I left the practice, there were over 20 team members. So I got to learn a lot about business development and, most importantly, growing relationships with patients and other dental professionals. And that's really what I still love about what I do today. It's about the relationships that we have in dentistry and, you know, continuing to deepen those relationships. And most importantly, how can we build trust with patients? And, you know, it's really changed a lot with social media. So I think that, you know, you mentioned marketing and we talk about marketing a lot, but I think social media has become not just a marketing tool, but it's an essential tool that every practice has to have if you want to get found and ultimately convert those leads or those eyeballs into patients.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I would love for you to talk about why this topic's so important, because obviously we're going to narrow down. We're going to be talking about Instagram today. And like I told you before we got started, like Paresh Shah and Christian Coachman, they all come in and they're like, man, you got to get on Instagram. It's crazy. And I'm like, and I told you the story, like I was on Instagram. I had one follower. It was my daughter. And then she unfollowed me because it was a disaster. But give us, let's back up and talk about why this is so important, the state of social media. And then we'll get into the how. So, and it's social media is one of those things where it's like a necessary, you have to be involved, right?
Yes, for sure. And I think that, you know, I mean, it's just another puzzle piece in that digital presence that you have to have. So patients are going to, you know, I think the number one technique that I find or tool or method, whatever you want to call it, that's attracting new patients today is online reviews. And you can leave online reviews, of course, on Facebook. But that's the number one method that I keep hearing from my audiences when I do public speaking. I keep hearing from dentists, the number one way we're getting new patients today, they're telling us it's because of our online reviews. So social media is another puzzle piece along with your website, along with online reviews. I mean, it's where patients are looking to see what your real story is, you know, what are you really all about? Because they know your website's been, you know, perfected and polished and all that good stuff. And then they look to social media to see who you really are. So you have to have it.
Yeah. And so we're going to talk about Instagram. And then later on, or at some point, I want you to mention the product that you have that's coming out and people are beta testing where we can actually just have you do it if you have a dental office. And it's authentic. Like it's not cheesy and just like templates and things like that. So we'll talk about that in a second. But go into Instagram. Like if I'm a dentist and I'm watching this, and let's say I'm a little bit older or even younger, what do I need to know about Instagram marketing for dentists?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that it's growing like crazy. So it was one of the fastest growing social media platforms this year. The most recent major statistic that we have is from Pew Research, and that was January 2018. So hopefully the first part of 2019 will have updated statistics, but they were saying that 68% of all online adults are active on Facebook and only 35% on Instagram, but that was last January and things have changed a lot this year. We had a lot of people, I think, that jumped ship from Facebook to Instagram because they were tired of the political craziness that went on. Facebook had the hiccup with, you know, a major hiccup for some people with the whole privacy thing. So I think people just tended to selectively forget that Facebook owns Instagram and they migrated over to Instagram because it was a lot more peaceful and fun. Yeah. So Instagram has grown like crazy. So I think we're going to see that 35% stat really blow up when we get some current research.
Yeah, I think so too. And only watching with teenage daughters, you know, it's so funny because Facebook is for the old people. Do you know what I mean? Like Instagram is, they're all Instagram, Snapchat, or they've got Marco Polo and all these other things. And I mean, they spend so much time doing, you know, all this kind of stuff. So, You know, I'm just fascinated how we're going to use this in dentistry when it comes to Instagram. So take us away. Like, where do I even start?
Yeah, well, I think it's really interesting. And once you get more active on Instagram, Kirk, and, you know, we've all been there where we've had just one follower and you're like calling your friend, hey, can you follow me onto, you know, because I don't have any followers. So, you know, or I shouldn't even say like you're calling them because nobody calls anymore, right? You probably text them and say, like, follow me on this place. But so I think the biggest thing about Instagram is that it's a visual economy, a discovery economy. I like to use those terms because really it's all about photographs. We hear a lot about video these days, but video is an option on Instagram, but there are statistics that show that people are engaging more with photos. So photos are really important for Instagram. And especially photos with faces. So the statistics say, I got my stats over here, 36% more are going to engage with photos over video, and 38% more engagement if you have a face in your photo. So taking pictures of the doctor and the team or different visuals in your practice are great for your Instagram. And also another statistic that's pretty enormous is that you're more likely 79% more engagement, meaning people clicking on your post or expanding on your, you know, your photo to learn more about you. And that is if you include a location tag. So for practices that are posting, making sure that they're tagging a location that, you know, might be what city that they're in. It could be, you know, you're in Miami or Denver or, you know, San Francisco or whatever your city is, but including that information in your post is going to help you get more engagement.
Right. Now, I might be asking a silly question, but it's something I'm curious about. Is Instagram like Facebook that when you post something, it doesn't go to all of your followers? It only goes to a select few. Is that true? And does it work any differently in Instagram than it does Facebook?
That is true. And so I think as Instagram gets busier, we're going to see the same thing that happened on Facebook happen on Instagram, where it gets to be more and more challenging to actually get your content in front of people. But right now, you still have a greater opportunity for that organic visibility on Instagram versus Facebook. And a couple of other things that you could do to increase that organic visibility are making sure that you're including hashtags and that location tag that I mentioned, because people can follow specific hashtags or discover products and services that they had never thought they would discover through the use of these different hashtags or by tagging it with a location. So some people may just go to whatever your local city is or your neighborhood to see what's going on in the area in your hood, you know, on Instagram, and they could discover your business, your practice just by doing that. So there's lots of different, you know, tips and tricks that you can use on Instagram that you can't necessarily leverage on Facebook. So that's the big opportunity that you have there.
Yeah. Now I know that's important, the hashtag thing, but give us a little clarity, because I think sometimes people just make up hashtags. Give us an example of a good hashtag that you've seen in a dental office that was created intentionally that a doctor would use consistently to drive more traffic to the purpose or cause.
Well, I think the most important one is your location hashtag. So making sure that you have a hashtag for your specific city. There might be different variances of that hashtag. So for example, like we have a client in Bakersfield, California. So there's hashtag Bakersfield. Then there's hashtag Bakersfield CA, then there's hashtag Kern County. You know, I talked to a practice in Huntington Beach this week and they're hashtag Huntington Beach, but they also have some nuances like hashtag Surf City, hashtag Huntington Beach, you know, CA for California. So there could be sort of nicknames or other types of hashtags that you could use for neighboring towns or cities, and you can use up to 30 hashtags for every post. And that's again a big difference from Facebook, where you might want to limit that because, you know, It might look like it's overdone, but on Instagram, you can load up on your hashtags.
Yeah. And what's a good philosophy behind workflow or processes with Instagram? Do you usually suggest people post several times a day, just start real simple, maybe once a week, twice a week? What do you typically see or what do you normally suggest?
Yeah. So I think just like Facebook, it's really all about quality versus quantity. And every practice has different resources and time, you know, constraints or availability. So I think really focusing on quality and making sure that you're taking advantage of using that location tag in your post, using the right hashtags. And then more than quantity, I would say, is to focus on quality of your posts and also quality of the relationships that you're establishing on Instagram. So I always go back to the relationships on Facebook and on Instagram as well. So,
And I didn't even know this existed. Rita, tell me a little bit. I heard a dentist tell me a little while back that there's something called drip posting where you can create a ton of stuff. So for instance, like I heard about one office, they went in and got a million photos taken and they created a drip post, which means it kept, like they did it one time. They got like 365 photos and they're like, okay, we're done for a year. Because it would drip something every day and it was something funny, unique. And they, you know, each team member had a couple of them that they were responsible for coming up with something funny. And now you're just, it's like you're stacking the deck. Yes. Do you see that a lot? Is that something you recommend? I would imagine that's probably a pretty good philosophy. Get it all done at once instead of just saying, okay, everyone look for something funny today. And then you're pushing a bunch of stuff out. Then you go quiet. Then you push a bunch of stuff out and you're quiet. I don't know.
Yes.
What are your
thoughts? Gosh, that's so smart. I think, you know, kudos to that practice for doing that, because that's the only way to really be not only efficient with your time, but effective, to actually have a strategy, because you're thinking ahead of time about, you know, how do we want to be portrayed? What is our brand? What do we want to be known for in the community? What kind of dentistry do we want to be doing more of? I mean, that's why we're on social media, right?
Why not just schedule one day a year where you're doing something super fun with your team in your office or outside your office? Take a million photos and just stack the deck and Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, like get them all done at one setting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And that's what a lot of the Instagram influencers do too. There's, you know, influencers on Instagram who have a gazillion followers and people say, you know, gosh, do you have like a job or, you know, a real life? Because you're always shown in these beautiful outfits or backgrounds or whatever, but a lot of them do the same thing. They'll set up a photo session, you know, change those outfits out or whatever, and or the backgrounds, and then they use those for their drip campaigns throughout the year. But Instagram is unique from Facebook in that the last time we experimented with it, Hootsuite is a pre-scheduling tool that you can use to pre-schedule your posts for Instagram. And it rolled out fairly recently. It was still kind of buggy. So the best way that you can really post your content on Instagram is really by hand, essentially. And it's using your device and sort of posting as you go along. So it's not very time efficient yet. I think we're going to get more platforms that allow you to pre-schedule your content, like Facebook has their pre-scheduling tool on the Facebook platform. Mm. And then there's lots of different platforms where you can pre-schedule content. But right now on Instagram, it's still, you know, fairly new, getting rolled out, and it's a little bit buggy still. And so that's a downside to it. And I think Instagram's done that on purpose to kind of make sure that the marketers aren't overdoing it with their pre-scheduling. They kind of put the brakes on that a little bit, which is understandable. And people who love Instagram, I think, are grateful for that because they're not going to get spammed with a lot of pre-scheduled messages.
Yeah, that's good thinking. Good thinking. What else do we know about, need to know about the nuances of Instagram or just some do's and don'ts?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a couple of tips that practices can do is to think about doing some virtual door knocking and virtual handshaking. And you can do this on Facebook too, but I feel like Instagram I shouldn't just say I feel, we know that Instagram is growing by the likes or followers is what they are on Instagram faster and easier than it is on Facebook. It's almost like people got, you know, fatigue from liking different businesses on Facebook, and they know they're not necessarily going to see all that content. And it's a little easier on Instagram for you to get followers. People follow you on Instagram versus like your business. Mm-hmm. So there's less thinking there, I think, on behalf of patients that, do I want to say I like this practice? That's kind of like an endorsement. Whereas if you're just following another business, it's lowers that expectation. So right. What you can do as a practice is look for local businesses that you can follow and then comment and like. You click the heart is sort of your version of the like on Instagram, and start interacting with local businesses. It's not creepy. It's really cool. And most other businesses are really excited to get that engagement.
Yeah, that is so cool. That is so cool. And then once you get the engagement, like are you looking to just create followers? Do you see some good calls to action? Because you just don't want to just put funny faces on there. I'm sure you see some great promotions, some good calls to action, some good things. You're like, that is really clever how they did that. That would probably help patients go, that looks like a cool loss, and influence them to make a phone call mm-hmm. to the office. Do you see any of that?
For sure. And I think even more important than the calls to action, which do matter, and you can run ads on Instagram just like Facebook, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But I think it's really drawing people in via, you know, those visuals. So when I say it's a visual economy, people are looking to see your human side, or looking to see what is beautiful or special about your practice, or what's unique about your practice. I'll give you a couple of examples. More mainstream dentistry, and I may have mentioned this during our last interview, a good friend of mine, Dr. Larry Doherty, social media friend anyhow, he and his wife, Dr. Anna, own a practice in Texas, and they have an awesome presence, Rolling Oaks Dental. I'm just checking to make sure I got it right. Rolling Oaks Dental, and they have a good mainstream Instagram that's doing awesome. So it shows you a little bit of who they are as individuals, but also shows you what their practice has to offer. And if you're doing Instagram well, you don't really even have to sell a lot. You're just going to draw people in based on what you have to offer, that authenticity in your personality. So I think another totally different example is Dr. Brian Baliwaz in San Francisco, and his handle is SF, as in San Francisco, Dental Nerd. Okay. And he's hysterical. And I met Dr. Baliwaz at the California Dental Association session in San Francisco about a year ago, and his Instagram is like nothing else you've ever seen.
I'm checking it out.
Yeah, you should check it out. And his patients that come to him are going to know he's got an awesome sense of humor. He's really fun and super passionate about dentistry. So you can really let your brand shine and your personality and let people get to know really your human side, most importantly, more so than even the calls to action, I think.
Yeah, that is awesome. That is so cool. Now, give us a little perspective on team members being involved with Instagram. And do you usually have one champion in the office who's kind of like the, or just encourage everybody to do it? And then also the obvious questions come up with HIPAA and all those other things. You need people's permission now to post their photos, correct?
For sure. Yeah. The biggest thing about HIPAA is that you shouldn't ever share any, you know, private health information without the patient's signed consent. A lot of the associations or local dental societies have consent forms that have been vetted by a risk management expert or attorneys, so that you can have those forms available for your patients to sign. So that will, you know, get you into good shape with the consent form. But I think, yeah, it's good to have, you know, at least one person in the practice that's willing to take photos and take the reins for social media. Some practices are fortunate. They have multiple team members that are participating in it. And then other practices say, and we hear from them often because we provide the service of social media marketing. And they're like, we don't have anyone in our practice that's involved. And sometimes it's in really current areas. I talked to someone in Southern California recently, and they're like, we know we're in like the hippest area of the country, and none of us are on social media, maybe Facebook a little bit, but not on Instagram at all. And it's like, whoa, it's shocking, you know, but not everyone in our population is active on social media. And if you happen to have the majority of your team in that population, then you have to look for some outside help.
Yeah, and absolutely. Now, the other thing too, and again, I don't know, but I've heard video on Instagram is different, right? It's formatted different, correct? Then you just can't take a regular video and put it on there, or can you, or anything you would tell us about video on Instagram?
Yeah, I think really keeping it short is the best advice I can give you with video. And there's actually more and more research coming out saying if you have longer video, that YouTube is the place for longer video. So every business is a little bit different. It doesn't mean that you can't have a lunch and learn on Instagram or on Facebook, or, you know, a quick snippet on Instagram. But generally, I think what we're seeing is that people are really engaging the most on Instagram, according to these statistics, with photos. So videos are a great opportunity, and in particular, Instagram stories. So if you have video snippets or any kind of images for Instagram stories, those are highlighted at the top of the Instagram feed. And it just kind of is like a little movie, if you will, and you can apply different moving animation stickers and tag locations and do all kinds of fun, creative things with your Instagram stories. And so I think that that's another great opportunity for practices if they really want to leverage all the different tools that Instagram has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I'm already overwhelmed. What else? Is there anything else you'd say, hey, look, you really need to know this about Instagram, or some suggestions you have?
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest suggestion that I would have for practices, which is an easy thing to do, is to make a decision to offer a special goodie or a treat for patients that come in who would be willing to check in or tag the practice on Instagram. So you can offer anything, like, for example, one practice was offering a special organic lip balm. So instead of those lip balms that everybody else gives away that are branded with the practice information, get something that's really high quality and unique. I mean, a lot of people, we know about Whole Foods and the popularity of organic and healthy. So have a special organic, high quality lip balm, and offer that as a goodie. Some practices offer a whitening pen or a $5 Starbucks card or a local, you know, coffee shop gift card or whatever. But have a special treat for your Instagram fans that are coming in, and ask them if, you know, hey, are you active on Instagram or Facebook? And we have a special treat for you if you want to check in while you're here. So it's an easy conversation that can be fun. And that will really help you.
Yeah, we have an office here that we coach in Milwaukee, and she does an incredible job. She had a basket of really cool things, like some wine and some other things. And if you check in on all the social media platforms, your name is entered in a contest and you can win that. Well, that's a no-brainer. I'm like, wow, that looks like some good wine. You know, and that's a way to instantly get, you know, because people are, when you check into a dentist's office and you've got a lot of friends as followers, their first thought is, oh my gosh, my friend is at a dentist. Who is that dentist? I've never even heard of that. You know, so the new word of mouth is word of thumb. And yes, it's pretty cool how that works. So what a great idea. Any other cool ideas you have for us?
I think that's the biggest one for sure. And the big opportunity that you have with that is that you can see who's tagged you in those posts, and you never know who your patients are. You may have an Instagram influencer in your practice. So if you have someone that has checked in on Instagram and you see that they have, you know, 5,000 followers and they're a local celebrity, you may be able to have something else, that another conversation with that patient about maybe becoming an Instagram influencer by mentioning some of your services or products, you know, and starting to have a conversation with them about that, because that's another great opportunity. And we see that a lot of bigger brands take advantage of those Instagram influencer opportunities. Right. I think more and more dentists could do that as well. And so by initiating that goodie for a check-in, it sort of opens that conversation up for more opportunities.
Absolutely. A good celebrity following, like, you know, Beyonce or whatever, or this, who's the guy, Ninja? Have you heard this guy, Ninja, who's the Fortnite expert? Like, he has more followers than Beyonce. We're getting off track here, but that's pretty.
Oh my gosh.
Influencers are a big deal on this. Now, one other thing I want you to talk about, because I love the title of your book. And like I said, I'm waiting patiently to get my copy of it. Tell us, I want you to talk about two things, your book and then also the platform that you're creating that'll be out in January. Tell us about both of those and why we need to get those.
Okay, awesome. And I did also want to mention that, by the way, the other benefit I don't want to forget to say is when you boost posts or you have ads on Facebook, they will automatically get shared on Instagram as well. So even if you don't have an Instagram account, some of your content may already be being shared on Instagram. And you can also create Instagram ads specific for Instagram. So like Facebook, they're very inexpensive for you to experiment and explore opportunities with. So make sure that you're doing that. You can actually get a formula for your ads on Facebook and Instagram in my book. So along with the book, you get access to special downloads. And one of them is our formula for placing effective boosts on Facebook, and all of the things that we talked about today and a bit more about Instagram are covered in the book as well. Yeah. So hopefully people check that out.
Oh, you have to check it out. We posted a link here, but for the benefit, Rita, of people listening on iTunes that might not be able to see this, where can I go get the book?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can go to my website, which is ritazamora.com. We also just launched the Kindle version and the paperback version on Amazon as well. So if you're into a Prime, which many of us are, you can also purchase the book there. So
that's awesome. Now tell us about what you're creating here that'll be available in January.
Yeah, thank you for asking about that. We're actually just beta testing this month, this new service. Actually, we're beta testing this month and through the end of the year. And you know what we keep hearing from dentists, dental practices, is that they need help with ideas on what to share. It's almost like we have, you know, social media content fatigue. It's like, oh, I need some ideas. And practice managers and team members are busy, as you know. I mean, they're busy with hopefully the most important focus, which is taking great care of your patients, keeping up with all of the technology and all the new things that are going on in the practice of dentistry. So social media, they know it's important and they want to keep up with it, but they need help with ideas and most importantly with a strategy. So unfortunately, a lot of practices aren't posting enough about dentistry, mm-hmm. which sounds kind of crazy, but we talk to a lot of dentists who say, our social media, we're only posting birthdays or, you know, funny comics like you'd mentioned. And we're not saying anything about the Invisalign I want to do more of, or the cosmetic cases, or the dental implants, or the sleep dentistry, or whatever. And we look at their social media, and they've got nothing on those topics. So the new product that we've developed is meant to give every practice a strategy every month. And it's not generic content, because I've always felt that that is, you know, just a waste, because Facebook's, you know, detector says people aren't engaging with you. They're not interested in this content. So it really has to be personalized. So what we're giving practices is essentially a framework, a social media strategy that every month they will have pre-populated for them in our scheduling tool. And all they have to do is some personalization. So adding the doctor's name, phone number, photos, will really be nudging people for photos, because the content has to be unique and personalized to be effective.
Yeah, good stuff, Rita. Well, we are always grateful for having you on. You always give us good stuff to think about. And now I got some work to do.
I got to get on Instagram. You on Instagram. So
I know. Follow me if I put up
we'll
put up a post today or something like that. But Rita, thank you so much for being on. I always love having you. We're going to have you back and cover some more topics here, but stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. Thank you guys for watching the Best Practices Show. If you enjoyed today, which I hope you did, just do us a favor, hit the share button, share it with your friends, share it on Instagram. How's that? Can you do that? Maybe. I don't know. Can you?
From Facebook to Instagram, but they could take a screenshot of it and share it or give a shout out there.
And so keep sending us suggestions for things that you want to see with Rita, things that you'd love to hear more about in marketing or social media. We'll get her back and we'll ask her the tough questions. And until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. Mm-hmm.